at 6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m., and it's Friday, TGIF, for those of you out there. We're in Central Time, August 5th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour, where we've got 10% off at the Power Mall on OptiVita products, 15% off if you get the digestive enzymes as part of an introductory offer, and 15% off the OptiVita Basic Essentials. Can't wait to try those. And 10% off the iComplex CS. Now, why do we do that? Because we have Dr. Robert Abel coming on in our noon hour to talk all about iComplex CS, the eye care revolution, a new book, Prevent and Reverse Common Vision Problems, which is available on Amazon. We'll be getting into that. Talking about macular degeneration. Is it preventable? Probably want to tune in for that one, especially if you're experiencing eye discomfort or problems with vision. And, of course, we have the Real Anthony Fauci book, 20% off this week at the Power Mall. And that's, of course, in celebration of the fact that we had Tony Lyons, the publisher, and Sylvia Carsons, who worked with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on putting this book together. This is something that even if, you know, you have people that you know that have cognitive dissonance, it's never too late to get them a copy of the book and let them read the real truth about things, because it's legally vetted. He doesn't mince words. And I don't care if he's a Democrat. We want the truth. And if it means we got to read his work to get to the truth and make rational decisions about my body, my choice, or whatever the case may be, that's what we need to do. Today's Cash Friday, by the way, at the Power Mall. You want to support Cash Friday, Power Hour Radio Show? Guess what? If you use the code Cash Friday at checkout when you select cash, check, or money order for payment, you're going to get another 10% off on your purchase. Heck of a deal, isn't it? It's how we want to help you, and you can help us. We appreciate that, because that's what keeps us on the radio. Of course, now in news, it's kind of interesting. You know, we always try to analyze, sometimes very cynically, the way things are, the way we'd like them to be. And I posted a new thing on the forum. And I was trying to load multiple pictures, but I haven't figured it out yet. You can go check it out. I've got my new creation. I use the window cutouts. They're 3x6 of my SIPS home. And I use them as the bed for raised panels. So I got raised bed panels. And I got them at Northern Tool because they were half off. I bought them when they were on sale. I got six of them. So they're 3x6, which is 18 square feet. So 18 square feet times six beds is 108 square feet of garden space inside of a greenhouse. And, of course, you know, I've got the greenhouse bed. I got most everything all set up. I know, you know, they're going to look, Krieger, if you're going to preach it, you need to practice it. Well, I'm doing it. And I will be posting on the blog. See, that's the thing. You know, we have a forum. You go to powerhour.com, thepowerhour.com, go to community, click forum, and there's posts there. What, you didn't know we had that? Well, of course we do, because we're trying to share ideas. I mean, Marjorie Wildcraft comes on the show every so often, talks to us about gardening. She's got powerhourfood.com. I mean, we have all sorts of solutions. I post stuff on occasion from Lehman's. Why is that? Why do I post stuff from Lehman's? It's not because I'm trying to sell Lehman's products. It's because sometimes Lehman's comes up with recipes like fermenting cabbage. What is that called? Sauerkraut. Doing it in a mason jar. I mean, you know, this is what we're doing, is we're giving you tips and clues and all sorts of ways to make life manageable. Because there are people out there, we don't want you starving. We have smart listeners, and I know you're going to come up with some solutions that you want to share with us. We appreciate you doing that, too. 844-769-2944. I don't care. If you're a first-time caller, this is why we have it, is so you can share stuff. And let me know if you're a first-time caller. You know, I mean, I remember when L. Rushbow, with his non-nicotine-stained fingers, I remember when L. Rushbow was alive, everybody would call up and say, first-time caller, long-time listener. So don't be afraid to, you know, chime in like that. I know who our regular callers are, and you're all welcome to continue to call up and put in your 2 cents, because this is how the world goes around. Last time I checked, we had freedom of speech here in America. This isn't China, folks. I know they're trying to work their way toward it. I am convinced, after what Pelosi just did, I am convinced we're going to be in a proxy war with Taiwan and China before the year is out. In fact, maybe even before the elections start. Now, how do I think this, or why do I think this? Just talking to contacts, some of whom have connections in China, and they're telling her that, you know, they're basically playing the propaganda. This whole thing's been planned out. I mean, we even have Viktor Orban, the president of Hungary, warning the West. You don't see it coming, but it's coming. They're trying to convert America into nation states of communism. You can't let them do this. This is Orban, Viktor Orban. You know, nobody likes him because he's got a Christian country. He ran communism out of his country. So, you know, it's one of these things where you have to take and digest, ruminate, as it were, on the information and move forward with it. In Russia, Brittany Griner has been convicted of drug possession and smuggling drugs into Russia. She got a little over a 9-year sentence by a Russian judge. The unusually quick verdict came amid tightening tensions between Moscow and Washington, which could lead to a high-stakes prisoner exchange. There's other prisoners in Russia as well. We don't hear anybody talking about them. You won't until they actually exchange a release. They keep it all on the down low. My question is what in the hell was WNBA Brittany Griner, what was she doing there going to Russia, and how did she think she was going to get away with smuggling drugs in there? How'd she think she was going to get away with it? Stupid is as stupid does, Brittany. Hope you like Russian gulags. It's going to be a while before they get you out. Then you get a real taste of what communism is like. Maybe that'll change your leftist mind. Because they all think they're privileged and elite. You know, they think they're entitled. No, we should be given free stuff by the government. That's what the government's designed for, is to give us stuff that government wasn't designed to do. But haha, we can change that. All we got to do is change the language and change the way we do things and get all of Congress to be self-serving. That they're all in it for themselves. I mean, look at Pelosi and how much money they've made since they've been there. Look at all the honoraria that speakers get. Like I said, there's only about 50 of them out there that are serving out of 535 people that are serving in Congress that actually, I think, really want to do the right thing. And they're trying hard to avoid being corrupted. But alas, I'm not going to have them on this show, and I'm not going to donate to them. You know, they want to come out and be heard, then, you know, we have a means of having them on the show. I'm sure you'd like to talk to them. You know, we see Chip Roy foaming on Fox News and every other place, but does he come on the show? No. Now, we've only had Myra Flores. She's the only one that's on there, and they even sanitized that. You see, this is what makes me think our Congress is up to no good. Yet we trust them, and we keep electing the same stuff. Definition of insanity. Doing the same thing we did for the next 10 years that we did the last 10 years, expecting different results. Not going to happen. Zelensky, by the way, Amnesty has struck by its report, Ukrainian forces endangered civilians. Amnesty International is accusing Zelensky, Volodymyr Zelensky, of supporting terrorism. They've seen enough videos. They're the aggressor. So it makes you wonder whether the real truth is Putin taking Ukraine back because he wants to house clean and straighten it out so that all of these killings don't happen anymore. Moscow is also assessing the possibility that a DC agency played a part in the creation of COVID-19. Duh. USAID, U.S. Agency for International Development. You know, we don't know who all, we haven't gotten to the bottom of this, even though they're the head of Russia's Radiation, Chemical, and Biological Defense Forces, Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov, claimed U.S.-backed biological laboratories in Ukraine have been conducting questionable research. It's not just Ukraine. 16,000 biological samples, including blood and serum samples, exported from the territory to U.S. and European countries. You know, what we know, for starters, is that this didn't come from a wet seafood market. And what we also know, thanks to Dr. Deborah Birx, is that she lied to the American people, to the president. They got everybody to shut down our economy, and what it did was it gave all our blue state leaders the opportunity to flex their muscle and play control. We're going to play a little game here of control. I'm going to lock you down. I'm going to shut your businesses down. I'm going to make you wear a mask. I'm going to make you take a jab. I'm going to make you do everything until you come for me and put me out. However that happens, hopefully legally by the power of the ballot. But you never know in this day and age with the way things are, whether somebody is going to try to take the law into their own hands and do us all a favor. We don't know. I mean, it's getting pretty crazy out there. We had a guest on yesterday, an excellent interview, by the way, about EMP and talking about what happens when all of the people who are on antipsychotic drugs all of a sudden can't get them, go without, and all of a sudden they start turning into Looney Tunes. Yeah, imagine that. Let them get a hold of a gun. Then that's when the fun begins, right? The Biden administration is now declaring the monkeypox outbreak a public health emergency. Yeah, monkey shines to me. So what if we have a few hundred cases across the U.S.? We're talking about 333 million. And what are we talking about? We're talking about, and nobody wants to talk about it, is gay men are usually the ones getting it, just like AIDS. Well, here's another little forethought for everybody. You know, we're talking about proteolytic enzymes on this show the last couple of days. And you've got some input on proteolytic enzymes. I know you do out there because you've been calling the show, letting us know about it, which is why we had Frank Davis on talking about it and everything else, about dissolving the spike proteins and everything that's associated with it. Luc Montagnier, late Nobel laureate. And I'm just talking right now, just out of knowledge. I'm not reading script. I'm talking about people I've done the research on, Nobel laureate, Jean-Luc Montagnier, the late Jean-Luc Montagnier, said, we know after studying what this virus is, what 4% of this virus is. They had to have a way to make it recombinant in order to make an effective bioweapon. How do they do it? HIV. That means that everybody that's had COVID, now can you get this through your head yet? If you've had COVID, it is likely you have some of the human immunodeficiency virus in your system. You need to get rid of it. And see, they would love you to take remdesivir and go in a hospital and kill you. Put you on a ventilator. They would love to do that, you see, but we're a little smarter than that. And we're not going to tolerate it. And so, you know, we're like into finding ways of getting ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, proteolytic enzymes. We want to dissolve the spike proteins and get them out of our system completely. What do we do about the graphene oxide? Well, Dr. Edward Group's been on the show talking about, you know, various things like carbon C60, super C60. You know, we're talking about stuff like that. How to get rid of that junk out of your system so it doesn't bother you, especially if all of a sudden there's a kill switch attached to any of these jabs out there. And, of course, they came up with that new name. Talking about changing the names, changing the game, all we got to do is change the language. So now we have sudden adult death syndrome, SADS. That's basically, I guess it's describing plural deaths, SADS. It's so sad when one person dies, but when multiple people die, it's SADS. And we just can't explain it. You know, what they really are doing is they're in denial. They don't want to tell you that what they thought was safe and effective as far as the vaccine has all of a sudden kicked in and started compromising everybody's immune system. And this is why understanding about HIV and what it does, the HIV virus, Montagnier discovered it. It could have been quite by accident in a lab in Fort Detrick, Maryland. We don't know. He's not alive to answer the question. But here's the thing. If it was created in a lab, and what Dr. Robert Strecker, who you can research, S-T-R-E-C-K-E-R, has done the research and said that this stuff was called the bovine vizna virus. They slit the bellies open of a cow and a sheep and combined the stuff in a petri dish, and that's how they cultured it. So, I mean, you can look at that and do the research. This is not a conspiracy theory. They tried to go public with this stuff way back in the 80s. And Robert Strecker's brother, Ted Strecker, who's an attorney, ended up dead.
Committed suicide.
Yeah. So did Congressman Huff in Illinois. He was going to go public with him, and all of a sudden he died of a drug cocktail. The guy never did drugs in his life. And all of a sudden he died of an overdose? Really? I know we can all think about the grassy knoll thing, right? But don't know. We weren't there. All we can do is assume that what we're being told is not the truth. Might not even be a fraction of the truth. Thank you, Dr. Birx, for that. I'm not buying your book. Moving along to the situation with Alex Jones. Yes, there are people out there that would rather listen to Alex Jones on the radio right now because he runs at the same time we do. But here's the thing. We're on archive, and you can listen to us anytime. You don't have to just say, I'm not going to listen to you because you're on the same time Alex Jones is. I'd rather hear him. Alex Jones is in a world of his own. I know the man personally. Been to his place in Austin. Been on the air with him multiple times. Done taping with him multiple times. Been on the air multiple times with all of his co-hosts and interviewers talking about foreclosure, clouded titles, which we have the book at the Power Mall. For those of you interested, if you even think or know somebody is being foreclosed on, you need to read that book. Things have not changed since what happened in 2009. But a jury has found Alex Jones caused $4 million in damages to two Sandy Hook parents. So he's going to have to pay compensatory damages. What's he trying to do now? Trying to seek bankruptcy to dodge it. Huh, could be a smart move, maybe not. Punitive damages. We haven't gotten to that part yet. Ooh. If the defendant's behavior is especially offensive, there could be some serious punitive damages. Enough to put Jones in the poorhouse. He may maybe not be able to duck any of these penalties in bankruptcy, according to reports we're hearing. And by the way, for those of you who didn't know the courtroom drama, a lawyer for InfoWars host Alex Jones called an opposing lawyer a liar and raised his middle finger, flipped the guy off after a courtroom discussion last week in a defamation damages trial. Lawyer F. Andino Reynal apologized Thursday for his actions the day before, which happened outside the president of Judge Maya Garrett Gamble in Travis County Court. Reynal flipped the bird after a heated courtroom discussion before the judge outside the presence of jurors. Reynal wanted to introduce new video evidence, but opposing lawyer Mark Bankston opposed the idea because there wasn't enough time to review it all. Reynal complained the videos Bankston had shown jurors were cherry-picked and jurors had to see longer videos. Bankston is on the legal team representing Neil Heslin and Scarlett Lewis, the parents of a six-year-old child killed in the 2012 mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. Well, here's the thing. There's something else going on here. If you didn't know, a lawyer for the parents of the child confronted InfoWars host Alex Jones on the stand on Wednesday with information from texts said to be mistakenly sent by Jones' lawyers. 12 days ago, Mr. Jones, Bankston said, your attorneys messed up and sent me an entire digital copy of your entire cell phone with every text message you've sent for the past 2 years, and when informed, didn't take steps to identify it as privileged or protected in any way, and as of 2 days ago, it fell free and clear into my possession. That's how I know you lied to me when you said you didn't have text messages about Sandy Hook. And Jones, of course, said, this is your Perry Mason moment. Isn't it true? Isn't it true? Isn't it true? Your lawyers just committed malpractice. Isn't it true? Yeah, I had to do a little Perry Masonary there. Hey, you know, last minute revelation. Jones says, I'm not the tech guy. Yeah. I've been in his studio. I've seen what Alex Jones does in his studio. I know how technical these folks are. You wouldn't believe the bank of videos and video processing equipment. They know every little nook and cranny about tech. And he directs it. I've been there. This is how I know. I've been inside the control room when they're running shows. I've been in the studio as a guest. I've seen it all. So it's kind of crazy when you have this kind of stuff going on. And when all of a sudden an entire digital copy of all of his cell phones gets sent to opposing counsel, was that deliberate? I would think that Mr. Jones might have some recourse against his attorneys. What about you? You think so? We told you about the broken shotguns, non-functioning rifles, and rusted out pistols as part of a buyback program. 100,000 taxpayer dollars went right out the door. Authorities, without even realizing it, created their own perverse incentive trying to get people to turn in their guns, attracted all the 3D printed guns and parts from all over the country, and spent 100,000 taxpayer dollars buying back junk. Yeah, sorry about that. You see, that they really were trying to deceive us. The feds, by the way, if you hadn't heard, the fatal Breonna Taylor raid in Louisville, four Louisville PD have been charged with civil rights violations by the feds because of it. Meanwhile, the FBI is citing the Second Amendment emblem as an indicator of, quote, militia violent extremists. Yeah, this is what they do, especially during Democratic administrations, folks. And if you don't like hearing that kind of talk, then why do you keep voting Democrats? Maybe it wasn't by choice. Think about that. Could it be that every single, Mike Lindell? Could it be that he's right? Could it be that every single Dominion voting machine was exactly rigged? And they said, no, these machines can't access the internet. The internet, they weren't lying. Nah, but the software can. You got to wonder about that, folks. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after this short break here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
21 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Friday, August 5th, 2022 in Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Welcome back. And, of course, I guess when I talk about Alex Jones on the radio, it really trips a trigger and gets people going. And when asked by my closest confidants what I think of Alex Jones, his heart is in the right place, but his mouth isn't. And that's what gets him into trouble. And a lot of people look at him as arrogant. So those of you calling in the show wanting to talk about Alex Jones,
well, I have to give you the proper introduction, so don't mind if I interrupt you all. Patrice in Ohio, don't mind if I interrupt you 50 times during your conversation.
Well, the good old Alex. I talked to him personally on the phone, and it actually made it on a YouTube video.
Really?
Back in 2017. It was when he was going irate about what is Donald Trump doing and who is he listening to and what is going on. And I said, and who's running the world? So I called in. I waited for it was about an hour.
Oh, my.
And I was the next caller, right? You know how it goes.
That's great.
But I got in.
Excuse me while I do my rant. Yeah, of course you did. You taught me to do my rant.
So I said, you want to know who's running the world? Satan is running the world. Satan is the one that's controlling everything that's going on here. Get it straight, Alex.
There you go.
So I must have just caught him off guard. He wasn't expecting that. And he said, well, you know, I think we need to pray. Could you lead us in a prayer, Patrice? And so he let me do a prayer. So I did the Our Father.
Uh-huh.
And after that, he says, wow, that was powerful. And then.
Oh, my.
And it was, I think it was right around the time that Melania Trump had said the Our Father as well. You remember? If I'm ringing, you know.
Yeah.
She was acting to be Christian or something.
Yeah, so say anyway. Five Our Fathers and four Hail Marys and sin no more. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, God only knows what she did in her past life, right? And anyways, so I got on there. I used to believe his stuff, and then I realized he was controlled opposition. That is all he is. And I know people who know him, who have worked for him, and the stories are unbelievable. He, raging alcoholic, on drugs, he's a liar, big time, and...
Oh, well, let's not forget conspiracy theorists. You know, every time Fox News wants to refer to conspiracy theorists, they refer to me. Yeah.
Well, no, but then yesterday, David Knight did a podcast that everyone should listen to.
Okay, I know David.
He you know, pulled it down and said, Alex is a liar. Alex got rid of me because he claimed he didn't have any money. And lo and behold, we find out that Alex says his best year was 2020, the year he said he had to fire me because he didn't have any money.
Wow.
And then he went on to talk about how Steve Pachenik had infiltrated InfoWars from the get-go and controlled Alex and basically is Alex's controller. And that's why he got off the Zionist kick initially. Yeah, so he was, you know, probably like Hitler, started out okay and then, you know, went to crazy town. Yeah.
Well, we don't know a lot of
but
this.
But the biggest issue is his lying. His lying. He is just totally screwing up any movement for truth because he's lying And so anybody who, you know, doesn't agree with the narrative, we get thrown in his bailiwick, and he's a loose cannon, and he just screws it up for everybody trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, see, you just nailed it right there, Patrice. We're talking about people trying to walk the straight and narrow, and you got Satan out there, like little Jiminy Crickets in people's ears, sitting there playing them and making them believe certain things and putting them in the freak zone, you know, tempting them with things like drag shows. You know, I mean, you when you get a world like this and you're living in a world like this, I've talked to a lot of people that, frankly, don't understand why they're still here, why God, you know, God take me. It's like, no, it's not your time. You know, so, I mean, when it's your time, you'll go. But in the meantime, you're supposed to do what the word says and walk the straight and narrow. So, you know, it's really hard to understand why this guy did. Yeah, I get that. But, you know, we're all in a situation where we have to try to do the right thing. And that means, you know, since God said we have a sound mind, he says it in the word. If you believe the word, then you believe you have a sound mind. And we have to move forward using that sound mind. And we have to be able to discern what's right and what's wrong. And see, you already had your discernment. You had your moment of discernment. You already figured out a long time ago what he was all about. So that's why
could you imagine if Hillary Clinton would come to Jesus and turn a leaf, and maybe we'd find out a truth about a thing or two?
I don't believe she could. I don't think she's capable of it.
Well, I mean, I don't know. What is it? Kat Von D, who's made a buku money being the tattoo artist and all the makeup or whatever, is out there saying she's thrown it all away and wants nothing to do with it and wants it not to interfere with her home. So,
yeah, I mean, I've had people tell me.
I
understand that, but it doesn't mean that, you know, Satan's not working in them and they're going to change. They may have an enlightened moment. They may not. I know people have had dreams of Hillary with a serpent's head. But, you know, I mean, if I go on there, people are going to think I'm a nutcase for bringing it up. But, hey, this is what people think.
No, I get it.
They think she's working for the other side.
You can't talk about the spiritual with these people. You get thrown into the nutcase.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's how it was in the early 1700s. They weren't spiritual. Everything was, you know, very religious. They didn't engage the spiritual, and we are in the throes of it because this is a spiritual war, and there's just no question about it. And when people wake up to that, then the paradigm is going to shift.
That's right. People have to wake up.
But
we appreciate your call.
Then.
Appreciate your call. Alan in Texas, how you doing, sir?
Hello, big boy. Actually, I'm identifying as Alice today. I figured I'd be a first-time caller using my tranny alter ego.
I was wondering why I was sitting there looking at my chat box going, what the hell is going on here? This is, I'm pretty sure it's Alan, but he said, just call me Alice. So have you started your... hold on, let me do my Alex Jones. Have you started your puberty blockers yet?
No, but Dave, speaking on this subject, I believe one of his main accusers was the Posner family, correct?
Right.
This is just one of those little serendipities I come across, you know, in my readings and everything. And this is from a book called, let me read one paragraph from a book called Dr. Mary's Monkey, and this is on the top of page 135. It's for a more obvious error, we look at the work of Gerald Posner, who wrote a book called Case Closed, which argued that Oswald was a lone assassin of JFK. Posner ended his book with a chapter called The Non-Mysterious Mystery Deaths, to supposedly dismiss a host of ill-conceived theories. There he said Dr. Mary Sherman's house fire had no connection to the case, though she was acquainted with David Berry. According to the medical records, she was killed in an accidental fire. An accidental house fire? According to the medical records? Please draw your own conclusions about Posner's facts. Once again, I don't know how common the name Posner is, but seeing the connections with this, Illuminati intrigue, whatever you want to call it, the mind control that we're under, it's just very odd that this name comes up in connection with a book, stating that JFK, was killed by a lone assassin. It's just one of those little weird things that I just make connections with, and it just kind of sits in the back of my brain at times.
I know, until somebody says the trigger word, grassy knoll, and all of a sudden, oh, wait, they all get crazy.
Yeah, so he wasn't Posner, the guy who was caught on camera laughing and yucking it up, and then all of a sudden he had to go on air, and all of a sudden he became crying, and he was tearing up, and just the most distraught parent you ever seen.
Yeah. Wait a minute, aren't you talking about Adam Kinzinger? I mean, he's the crybaby these days. I got to do my Alex Jones. I'm sorry. I break off. I can't. As a matter of fact, it was so hard being a guest on his show without trying to break in, because I do 80 different character voices, and it was so hard to stop from talking like him when I was on camera. I'm sorry. I just couldn't help myself.
No, David, really, that's all I had. I just did all this talk about Jones and his main accuser, and that name and I knew I'd seen it somewhere before, and I went back and looked through my Dr. Mary's monkey book, and I found that name, and it's a pretty strange connection, you know. Like, once again, I don't know how common that name is, but seeing as to what it's involved in, you know, the mind control that they're all subjecting us to, just one of those little weird serendipities that sticks in my brain periodically.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for bringing that little mind stick out. You know, we all needed to hear it this morning. Alan, thank you. You have a great day. Have a great weekend. Chance in West Virginia, how are you, sir?
Hello, Dave Meister. Well, Dave Meister.
We have a Meister, a stir, a dumpster. We have something stir. I'm always stirring something up. I guess I got you to call. So what did I stir up in your world?
I like to joke. The world's so crazy, I gotta laugh. And I suppose you're not gonna be buying any of Alex Jones' boner pills, huh?
That probably not. I mean, it was just like, you know, yesterday's. Were you listening to yesterday's show too?
No, let me tell you, I go back to Alex Jones back in the shortwave days in the early 90s, like middle 90s, I think it was. I found out he was controlled opposition late, and that was about 2008. I became convinced he was controlled opposition, like your one caller said. And I'll never forget the time when I moved here to West Virginia from the Northeast. I think it was the second year I was here. He was being interviewed by that Piers something guy.
Piers Morgan,
TV. Yeah, and he made, and here, and the girl I was with at the time, my ex, she's saying to the bartender, oh, turn this on. Alex Jones is on. Alex Jones is on, right? And so the bartender turned it on out of a courtesy. And I'm watching him talk, and everybody turned around and looked at me and her. I could have crawled under the bar. I felt so embarrassed.
Oh, no.
I felt so embarrassed how he made a jackass out of himself, imitating accents. I said, oh, my God. I says, what the hell did you do that? I said to my ex, why the hell did you ask the bartender to turn that on? And when I see them act like, see, what he does is he rowls everybody up. And you don't need to get irritated like that. Okay, some people get aggravated, and I can understand you spout out a little bit, but he carries on relentlessly, and all it does is put you in an agitated state of mood. And I says, and besides, I found out he was positioned late, and that was about 2008, I would say. That's when I became convinced. So your caller was right. Now, by the same token, I'm not going to buy any of his boner pills.
That's all right. You don't have to do that.
Yeah, but I really don't think, even though I think he's controlled opposition, I don't think it's fair what they're doing to him neither. Because after all, free speech is free speech for all of
us. Yeah. There's the thing about, you know, running into a crowded theater and shouting fire, which is what the attorneys for the other side basically have been pontificating in front of the judge and the jury, is that, you know, he said enough stuff to rile people up, like you just said, and apparently people took it upon themselves to follow his directives and harass the people and make their lives miserable who were basically the parents of victims of the shooting, which he now admits it's real.
Well, see, Dave Meister, let me tell you something. The role of a good controlled opposition will give you a lot of truth. But it's like giving somebody a glass of water, an 8-ounce glass of water, and out of those 8 ounces, you have 1 ounce of arsenic in it. I mean, think about it. And so I caught on to his game a while ago. I'm no big fan of his. Sometimes he throws out some good things, but by the same token, you got to do that, you know, to keep your fooling your audience. I mean, like I said, I just don't like the fact that it gets under my skin. It irritates me. I get very agitated when he starts acting like that, because this is not the time to get people agitated. It's the time to get people to move into action properly, not get all agitated and mentally unwound and, you know. Okay, well, I'm going to let you go.
I appreciate that. I just have one question before you go, Chance. One question before you go. If you knew that January 6th was going to be a trap, and you were one of those protesters and you knew that you were going to be trapped, that they were going to just voluntarily let you in so they could set the stage for what has happened with the January 6th committee, with all these people being imprisoned, Simone Gold being put in prison. They all thought they were going to have a peaceful protest, have their redress of grievances. They all thought that, but yet the Capitol Police let them into the Capitol, and all of a sudden they were trapped. And all of a sudden here now they're being arrested and sitting in jail. If they all knew this ahead of time or suspected the entire thing was pre-planned, do you think anybody would have showed up?
Well, Dave Meister, I knew it was a trap from the get-go. That's why, thank God, Ted Brewer, you know Ted and Austin Brewer, he was going to go. He's another radio host. He's excellent. He was going to go there, and I'm glad he changed his mind, too, because they would have set his ass up, too. And what bothers me also, before I let you go, Dave Meister, is Trump didn't even pardon any of them. He could have pardoned them. So I got to wonder, what role did he play in this? I mean, he left them hanging out to dry. Now, I voted for Trump in 2016. I didn't in 2020. I will not touch a Republican or a Democrat anymore. I go Constitution Party, and that's it. I don't bother with these fools anymore, because doing the same thing over and over is a symptom of insanity. What are they saying?
Doing
the same thing over and over and expecting a different result is insanity. And I refuse to play that Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal bullshit.
Chance, you sound riled up.
Yeah, you know, even the mention of some certain fools' names I hear, and I guess I get riled up too. I'm not perfect. I've got my flaws too.
God bless you, sir.
I figured that out.
Yep.
Well, God bless you, and have a great weekend, Dave Meister.
You too. Take care. We'll talk soon. All right, Tom in Michigan, you're on the phone. What's going on? Boy, I really set off the stage this morning, didn't I? Is Tom still there? Did we lose him? Okay. Well, Tom, you can call back in if we missed you there. We were talking about China and our involvement with them in the future, in the near future. Earlier, we can get off the Alex Jones things for a while. We know the guy's in trouble. We know that, you know, they're using all sorts of legal tactics to get around what's happening to him right now. But, you know, I'm between you, me, and the lamppost, being a paralegal, turning over 2 years worth of cell phone texts. You got to wonder if it was intentional, right? Tom Cotton, Republic from Arkansas, he's one of the 50 that I'm counting that probably is trying to do the right thing. On Fox News Channel's America's Newsroom, he sounded off on his legislation that would ban China and China-linked firms from buying land in the U.S. They've got so much land as it is, they bought through shell companies. Nobody's paying attention, and before you know it, we've been taken over. They're saying China purchasing farmland, according to Cotton, in the U.S. is a national security threat. Surrenders the massive strategic advantage we have here in America. Well, just look at where they're buying their land, and you can figure that out. One of these nutty things that just happens. You know, if it isn't Gates doing it, it's China doing it, it's other foreign countries are doing it. And we just let it happen. We the people, I don't know what's going on with we the people, but, you know, we're all looking first inward to try to figure out what we can do, which is why I just posted stuff in our, you know, you really need to prepare, because we don't know what's going to happen. You need to figure out an alternative power source, too. And if you don't have one, to at least run your fridge and your freezer. and a way to, you know, do basic things around the house along with your manual appliances that we've given you lists of because we're all about solutions here. There's got to be a way that you can get some sort of alternative energy source and protect it from any possibility of EMP or whatever the case may be. You will be one of those unfortunate people like we were talking about yesterday with Bill Fortune, who is a professor at a Christian college near Asheville. You know, if you don't prepare now, you don't start doing something looking inward now. I mean, you can't help yourself. You can't help your neighbor unless you help yourself first. You got to be able to stand on your own 2 feet. If you can't, you're going to be of no use to anyone else. I mean, that's just the way it is. God didn't create no dummies here. We have the smartest listeners on the show. Tom in Michigan, you're back with us. How you doing?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. You know, I wanted to talk about Alex too, but you know, I'm a little different. I you know, I think he's a great man, and I think you know that he's getting cheated in this court battle. Now, the way I'm seeing it is, you know, they can't deal with him because he's a lot smarter and just a lot greater than they are. He's you know, it's very unusual. Usually if people will be able to put things together, see the big picture, but they can't remember the details. And then there's the people, they can remember all the details, but they just can't put it together. Well, Alex does it all. He's got the presence of mind. I mean, I don't know how he gets the information he gets, but he's got a lot of it, and, you know, he sources it so it can be checked. And like I said, I think he's a great man, and they just have to cheat him now because they don't understand him. They're used to just, you know, accusing somebody until the person gives up, and then just, you know, it doesn't matter if they're guilty or not. They're just up against the wall, and they just give up because they don't have the presence of mind to fight back. Alex does.
And Tom had, you know, Alex had to do something to bring this on. It just doesn't come by itself. Nobody from Sandy Hook filed a lawsuit against
something.
Him until he opened his mouth and started talking about it.
Let me tell you something. I was listening to InfoWars back when he was talking about Sandy Hook. So I have firsthand knowledge of what he was talking about on the radio. And, I mean, it just doesn't fit with what they're saying in this court case. I've been following Alex since he was running around. He started this whole InfoWars business from running around with a video camera, making videos of, you know, like Endgame and Obama deception. I remember when Obama deception came out, when Obama was president and his first term, and I'm sitting there thinking, oh, man, Alex, you really, yeah, I mean, what are you doing? You know, give the guy a chance. He doesn't seem so bad. But I went out and I bought the video and I watched it, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing, you know, how I was so blind, because I started seeing, you know, I mean, he's showing clips of what these people are talking about and the things that the media is covering up. And like I said, I think he's a great man. Yeah, I'm sure he has a lot of faults. I mean, George Washington, you know, the Whiskey Rebellion, he sent out the troops against
the citizens. I get it. So we got one point for Alex so far today. Yeah. All right. I got a whole bunch of people stacking up here, Tom. I got to take calls because we're coming up to the break. Kevin in Ohio, you're on. Yep. Thank you, sir. Kevin in Ohio, how are you this morning?
Oh, fine. Thanks, Steve. Yeah, I'm with that gentleman who just got off the line. I've been following him. I even sponsored his broadcast way back when. But the thing to bring up to me for me today is the election and these primaries. They still haven't declared Kerry Lake, you know, a gubernatorial candidate. And,
yeah, that's still going on, isn't it?
Yeah, and they put up, did you see they put up the metal fencing with snow fencing around it so people can't see inside?
I don't know why they didn't call the sheriff.
Yeah, and there's a case right there up in Detroit. There was a man up there trying to call the sheriff, a poll watcher up there, and he had brute big beasts pushing him around all night. Every time he went to a different table, they would make him show credentials and do this and that. He warned the sheriff. They ended up throwing him out. Did you read the report on that?
I have not. That's just news to me, but thanks for bringing it up.
Man, that is atrocious. Thank you.
And you God bet. Bless, I appreciate you. God bless you too, sir. Well, I guess we had the watchdog on here, but we've lost him. So we are coming up to the break, and we're going to have Dr. Robert Abel on after the break. Of course, we found there's another illegal alien out there. He's been charged after a captive 12-year-old girl escaped the house and they found two decomposed bodies in the house. He's been charged with capital murder. He's an illegal alien. When do you think that's going to stop? You think the Democrats are paying attention? Oh, no, they're all running to California to be part of their trans sanctuary bill. Yeah. Yeah. They want all the youth and their parents fleeing states where laws prohibit gender-affirming health care. Yeah, if you can't get it there, California, man, they're just all about that. Whole place is going to fall apart out there. No wonder people are leaving with their feet. The Pentagon has issued a memo asking personnel not to delete data on their phones, calling it a solemn responsibility and legal obligation of all federal employees, both military and civilian. Do not wipe your phone data. Do you wonder why? Huh. Yeah, this is crazy. The Inflation Reduction Bill, guess who caved to that? Not besides Manchin, Kirsten Sinema. Just thought I'd let you know, so much for Build Back Broke, right? We're at 57 minutes after the hour. Time for our big top of the hour break. After that, Dr. Robert Abel, Rob, will be back with us talking about iComplex CS and a bunch of other good stuff. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.